The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that there is a barnacle that makes a living as a real-life body snatcher of crabs? Unlike most barnacles that are happy to simply stick themselves to a rock and filter food from the water, Sacculina carcini has evolved to be parasitic, and they are horrifyingly good at it. The microscopic larva of the barnacle seeks out an unsuspecting crab using specialized sensory organs. It then settles on a part of the crab where its armor is most vulnerable, usually on the membrane at the base of the crab's hair, called setae. The larva then transforms itself into a kind of living hypodermic needle, called a kentrogon. This syringe stabs the base of the crab's hair and injects the next stage of the parasite, a microscopic blob called the vermigon, into the crab's bloodstream. This blob will eventually grow into a parasite that takes over the crab's entire body. So Sacculina are more than just body snatchers. Their impact extends beyond their hosts and affects the rest of their environment. Ecosystems are composed of complex networks of biological interactions, and mediating them are the parasites, which are often overlooked or ignored.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.